Kia ora koutou ma, I have a very special guest.
What's good?
Yes, this is Brown Boy Magic. You just heard the track Princess Kaulani. What's up? How you going?
I'm pretty sweaty right now, but thank you for asking.
Oh man, it's like the muggiest day.
I'm out here wearing a jumper and some tights.
So just a little backstory on Brown Boy Magic, aka Nikolai Talamaina. He is a transgender musician of Niue and Samoan descent, based in central Auckland. He has lived in both Auckland and Melbourne and has performed across New Zealand and Australia. So, you perform as a DJ as well as a solo performer.
Oh, yeah. Get that, Skrilla.
Yes, and your pseudonym is Brown Boy Magic.
Yes.
And, it says here you deliver an expectation-defying sound that fuses R&B, hip hop and neo soul, and electronic music.
Well,
so,
damn.
Mm. Yeah. So, how can you gel all of those things together in one ball of things?
It's not that hard. I think someone wrote that bio for me, so I was like, wow, we're doing that.
And yes, listener, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Because there is something happening at the Auckland War Memorial Museum. It's late. 2018 Explicit Inclusion Identity. Can you tell us more about that? It's happening this Wednesday.
Yeah, so I'm on a panel with, I think it's about five other people, and it's for Pride. And we're going to be talking about our experiences, and yeah, it's going to be really exciting to do it for Pride. It's going to be really interesting on Valentine's Day, talking about lots of stuff on a panel.
Yes, because you've got Georgina Bayer,
who is totally. Ooh, I'm so nervous.
A legendary speaker.
Fanboy.
Yes, hard. She has actually been part of the Late Museum panel before, talking about privilege, I think. Yes, and she was fabulous. She talks a lot, so, you know, make sure you get a word in.
I mean, that's kind of exciting.
She's got a lot to say,
pretty anxious all the time, so it'll be pretty good if she keeps talking.
Yeah. And what are you looking forward to for this panel discussion, as well as, like, listening to some of the greatest speakers?
I think, like, not just the food, but, like, you know, that's pretty good.
They set you up.
Yeah, they set you up. I think I'm pretty excited to just kind of gauge with people my age as well if they come through to the panel, which is kind of expensive, but, you know, I'm kind of out there as the youngest person on the panel just to kind of support and do that.
Yeah, you're a youngie.
Bit of a youngie, eh?
A bit of a youngie for the young crew. Speaking about youngies for the young crew, Fafswag are going to be doing performance as well.
Yeah.
They just did an incredible, they had a great week. They released an interactive website featuring their documentary, which you have to check out. It's a Fafswag Vogue, right?
Yes.
.com. Go check it out now. What else? They did a runway, like Vogue ball.
Yep, they did the ball.
They did the ball at the Auckland Art Gallery. And you also participated in their event.
Chrome Chrysalis,
yeah, which was on Saturday. Yes.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was curated by Akashi, aka Queen Kaposi. Yes, and both of you have actually worked with Coco Solid.
Ah, yeah.
Who also had a very big week releasing her new tracks, her new album, I should say, on Waitangi Day.
Big week for everybody.
Big week, yeah. So tell us more about how you ended up working with Coco Solid.
She kind of tricked me, to be honest. She tricked me. I mean, like, it wasn't a trick. I mean, we kind of all hang out together. We all work in the space at a friend's place on K Road at Amishi's house. And she actually decided last year that she was going to drop a mixtape. But I think I was the last minute guy. And she told me, like, oh, yeah, we're just hanging out, you know. Come through to the space, just recording a few things. I was like, oh, cool, all right, this is going to be chill. We're going to eat some food.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, yeah, here's the microphone. Just, yeah, I can record you a little bit if you want.
Do your thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been nice. And the feedback from it's been really cool as well. I'm really fortunate to work on a cool track with her and do that, which is awesome.
Well, you know, for us youngies, like, someone like Coco Solid has always been someone that I've looked up to as a genius innovator. I was just like watching, because I went to Chrome Chrysalis as well, and I was just watching this performance, just being like, this is incredible, this is so awesome, everyone's owning the space, like, and that's what it's all about, really.
Yeah, totally.
is getting into that space and owning it. So yeah, kia ora. Kia ora for that. So yeah, tell us about this track that we're about to play, Narratives featuring Brown Boy Magic.
It's a track that has both of our kind of stories, both personal stories actually, which is kind of cool, and they kind of intertwine together. It's actually produced by Has Beats, who's very iconic, and yeah, there's not much to say about it unless you hear it.
Great. Well, that's all I think is necessary for that. thank you very much for coming
You're
in
welcome.
And talking to
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. And if you want to go to Late 2018 Explicit Inclusion Identity, it's $25 for advanced tickets. Institute members and students, $20. Door sales are $30 with valid student ID. Door sales are subject to availability. And you can get that at www.auckland.com. Come along, listen, and enjoy.